Hi, welcome to the News It or Lose It podcast. I'm Phaedra Trethin, and this is our second episode. For those of you who are returning, thanks for coming back. For our new listeners, I'll give you a short introduction to me and to the podcast. I'm a news reporter covering Camden, New Jersey for a daily newspaper and website. I've been in journalism for almost 18 years, and for 3 years, I wrote a column on the news media that won a New Jersey Press Association Award. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about local journalism and the existential crisis it's facing. Yeah, heavy stuff, especially for someone who's made a living in that business for almost 2 decades. But I promise not to bring you too far down. I might even end with some reasons to hold out, well, something like hope. So, you probably remember your hometown newspaper. Maybe you even delivered it. But today, your hometown newspaper might not even exist anymore. So how did we get here? A lot of reasons. The internet is a big one. Why get a dead tree delivered to your house every morning with day-old news when you can log onto your computer or open a browser on your phone and get up-to-the-minute information without getting ink all over your hands? Time is another reason. Your typical day probably means getting up early, getting the kids off to school, getting yourself to work, a full day at the office, getting the kids from school, taking them to sports or activities, grabbing dinner, maybe squeezing in a workout, and a little bit of TV before it's time to collapse into bed, only to do it all over again tomorrow. I'm exhausted just reading that. So yeah, I get that nobody has time to thumb through page after page of news. And finally, there are so many things competing for our precious, rare moments of free time. I know. I have Netflix, too. Newspapers used to rely mostly on advertising to make money. Advertising from retail and department stores, employers looking for workers, people looking to sell cars and pets and services. But now you can go to LinkedIn for jobs, Craigslist for stuff, your smartphone app for services, and Amazon for, well, everything. I know. I have Prime too. Now all that sweet, delicious ad money is gone. And newspapers that once saw 30% profit margins have gone down to single digits, if they're making profits at all. And a lot of them aren't. So they cut. They cut sections. They cut features. They cut news hole, the industry term for the amount of space dedicated to editorial content. And then, the cruelest cut of all, they cut their staff. I know. I was cut too, back in 2007, by the Philadelphia Inquirer. And I've seen more than two-thirds of my Courier Post friends get cut in the 10 years I've been there. And more than that have left before they got cut too. After the break, we'll talk about what that means to you. Hi, I'm Phaedra Trethin, and this is News It or Lose It. Today we're talking about local journalism. So why should you care if your local newspaper went out of business? Or if it's laid off most of its staff and is a shell of what it used to be? You're not reading it anyway! Well, you should still care. Here's why. Do you have kids? Do they go to school? There are decisions being made about their education at every board meeting. And you certainly don't have time to go to all of them. Your local newspaper used to send a reporter there. It probably doesn't anymore. It doesn't have enough people to go to every town's school board meeting. No kids? Think that means you don't have to care about school board meetings? Think again. They're still deciding how to use your tax money. And if you'd prefer to see that money go towards, say, teachers and technology, than a brand new AstroTurf ball field, your local newspaper will let you know which meeting to make your voice heard. Your local planning and zoning boards decide things like whether that giant Super Wawa and its blinding lights can go on the lot adjacent to your neighborhood. It decides whether a group home can go in your neighborhood, or where the addiction center will open, or how big the brand new apartment complex down the street can be. Newspaper reporters used to cover planning and zoning board meetings all the time. They don't anymore. They simply don't have enough people to get there. But those decisions still get made, whether there's a reporter there or not. Local newspapers can tell you about the construction that's going to slow your commute before it does. They can tell you about the new business opening up in your town, and how the chef at that new taqueria downtown learned to make such amazing carnitas. They can tell you why your property taxes are going up, or why your property values have gone down. I know. I live in New Jersey, too. They can tell you which block saw a rash of car break-ins, and whether the police got the guy. They can cut through the rumors and crazy conspiracy theories on your community Facebook page and tell you what really happened. But they can only do all of those things if they're supported by the communities they serve. After the break, we'll talk about what you can do to support local journalism. Hi, we're back. I'm Phaedra Trethin, and this is News It or Lose It. This episode is about local journalism and how you can support it. So, everyone knows the New York Times has millions of digital subscribers because people now see the value of responsible, watchdog journalism on a national level. They know the Washington Post is swimming in money, thanks to its gazillionaire owner, Jeff Bezos, who bankrolls the paper with his Amazon.com mad money. And they know about the Wall Street Journal, which was smarter than, well, everyone else in journalism, because it, from the very beginning, knew its work was worth paying for, and demanded that people did, even online. And you know what? People did pay. So the Journal is doing pretty well, too. But what about your local paper? The one that's not supported by an insanely rich owner, or has a national profile as the paper of record. It needs some love, too. I know. Some days I could use a hug, too. So we're talking about ways to support your local newspaper, because we've already talked about why you should. Here's what you can do. If you own a small business, advertise in your local paper. Chances are a lot of its revenue still comes from advertising. And that's what pays the salaries of those reporters and editors who bring you the news you need in your community. If you don't own a business, patronize the ones that do advertise in your local paper. And tell them that you saw their ad, or their circular, or their special, or their coupon, or their big sale in the paper. Then they know that their advertising worked, and they'll buy more of it. Plus, it's always better to shop in your own community anyway. I know. I shop locally, whenever I can drag my eyeballs away from Amazon. Stay engaged with your local newspaper. Like its page on Facebook. Call them with news tips. Write letters to the editor. If you read a story you like, let them know. If you read a story you hated, let them know. We can take it. Trust me, we've heard it all. Tell your friends and neighbors what you saw in the newspaper, especially when you find they're lacking information. If they complain about the construction noise, tell them you know what's being built because you read it in the paper. When they ask what to do with the kids on that long holiday weekend, tell them about the cool thing happening at your local museum that you saw in your newspaper's event listings. And finally, subscribe. Yes, really, subscribe. Buy the paper. It's cheaper than you think, and it's worth it. Don't want the paper? I know. I recycle a lot of them, too. So get a digital subscription. It's even cheaper than a print one, because we don't have to pay for the paper and the ink and the pressmen and the trucks and the gas. Bites are really cheap, and we pass the savings on to you. I know. I have digital subscriptions, too. And damn, I hate getting ink on my fingers. This has been News It or Lose It. I'm Phaedra Trethin. Thanks for listening.